Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. I did not do it, guys. I didn't do it. I was supposed to go to a healing ceremony to try ayahuasca this past weekend, and I didn't go through with it. And I sent my good friend instead. I needed a guinea pig to try it out before I put myself through that shit. And let me just say, shit works like a charm. So I'm back on the waiting list. I will probably ship off to do it in a month or so. Stay tuned for that. And welcome to Sophia with an F, everybody. I thought to myself, what can I do to heal myself in the meantime that does not include intense drugs? And it was really hard for me to come up with anything, but I did not drink for the past week, zero alcohol, and it feels pretty fucking great.
I also was going to take off a week from drinking, but that lasted about 4 hours, and I happened to ruin all my relationships, and now my guy won't call me back. So,
I remember those days. It's been like a week.
2 days.
We've got my producer, Alex, here. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Sophia.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. I'm like honestly shocked that I even made it a week. I've just been drinking a lot of sparkling water, which by the way, Alex, and I need you to please indulge me. This is a fucking debate that has been going on forever and no one has my back on this. Sparkling water is not equivalent to regular water. And I don't mean in the taste or in the
carbonation
texture in your mouth, okay? Stop trying to tell me that sparkling water is just as hydrating as regular old tap water. It's not. I talked to a personal trainer that I had over a year ago about it.
Like, what?
My family, I literally have asked so many people and everyone's like, it's just carbonated water. It's just as good for you. No, it's not.
No way.
Maybe better than soda.
Carbonation has to be dehydrating.
It has to be.
But like, how the fuck do you even drink sparkling water? Let's start there. It tastes like fucking TV static. And it doesn't even get you drunk. Like, there's no point in drinking carbonation if you're not even going to feel something off of it, except for disappointment and apparently hydration.
You know what, Alex? You can let me know when you are not drinking alcohol, okay?
Okay.
What things you intake. In other news, I need to talk about something. People say that kids should not have cell phones. No, adults should not have cell phones. Or access to the internet, for that matter. At least kids grow up with some idea of like what they're getting into or have some parameters. Adults have fucking free range and they cannot be trusted. Cannot.
Like, what do you mean? Like, there's child lock for kids on their mom's fucking iPads? Like, there should be an adult lock? Or what are you talking about? Parental control.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm shocked that there isn't anything like that. The amount of times that my father has posted something he didn't mean to on his story and then has no fucking clue how to delete it. So it just sits there for 4 hours until I get off work and I can manually do it for him. Because imagine trying to explain to someone over the age of
40 how to do it over the phone.
Do your parents also ask you to write their captions because they can't speak English, or is that just mine?
My mom asked me to write fucking everything, and I'm like, I can't even write my own.
Literally.
So please. Didn't some shit actually happen with Khloe Kardashian and her grandma uploaded a picture that wasn't flattering?
Yeah.
And then she had to like do a whole fucking post, and it was like a whole thing, and she had to be like, there's unflattering pictures. Like, her grandma almost sabotaged Khloe Kardashian's career.
I know, literally.
Why does her grandma have a cell phone? No offense. Why does my grandma have one?
But why do they have an Instagram?
Thank you.
And know how to post. Who do they follow?
If you...
Kardashians.
If you're going to know how to post, you better know how to delete. Yeah. Okay?
Or put that shit on fucking private.
For any grandma listening, for real. They're just like walking liabilities. But also, the way they consume the shit that they see online. I am going to secretly delete my mom's TikTok because A, chances are she won't know how to re-download it. But B, the amount of times that my mother has referenced something as if it were gospel and then tells me, oh yeah, I saw a TikTok about it. I can't. She asked me, Alex, the other day.
No, I'm verbatim, scared.
Verbatim. Sophia, could you, I need you to punch me. No, she was like, I need you to bop me on the back of the head so I can get my taste back. Because she saw some girl on TikTok and she was dead fucking serious.
Shut up.
I don't know if it's because our parents are used to, you know, the literal newspaper like showing up on their doorstep every morning. And think the internet is the equivalent to that. They don't realize that there is a 12-year-old behind the video that they're watching.
Literally.
Unless you are showing me a peer-reviewed article by a professor at fucking Stanford, I don't want to hear about it.
No.
And the conspiracy theories.
Oh, old people love conspiracy theories. Sorry, I was talking about you too.
Okay, guys, Mark Zuckerberg is not a fucking lizard. Although Jeff might be. Tupac is not alive. Michael Jackson did not walk out of his own ambulance.
Did you see the video footage though?
No.
Because I know that motherfucker is moonwalking somewhere around here.
Alex, I'm going to fucking hope and pray that you were just joking and I'm disgusted.
I don't know.
It's really quite terrifying. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Stevie Wonder.
What?
Stevie fucking Wonder.
What about him?
You haven't heard the conspiracy
theory? No.
Okay. He's not blind. Stevie Wonder is not blind.
What do you mean he's not blind?
There has been some suspicious activity. People first pointed it out because he sits courtside at basketball games.
Okay.
Why?
Please.
If he can't see,
okay, why? Please stop. Are you fucking kidding me?
Explain it to me.
Oh my God.
Okay. And there was also this instance where he was performing to a large audience. He was on stage. Thousands of people were there.
Okay.
And his mic stand started falling over and he caught it.
Sophia.
The mic stand was across the stage, by the way. So Stevie had to jolt across the stage to grab it before it fell. Does that sound like a blind person to you?
God.
No. It's a little suspicious. Also, this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. Shaquille O'Neal called out Stevie Wonder because Shaquille O'Neal said he ran into Stevie in the elevator once. And the second he stepped in, Stevie was like, what's up, Shaq?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, maybe he just has echolocation, you know, like bats, because bats are blind, too.
What is echolocation?
He just like feels the vibrations. He probably just felt the vibrations off of Shaquille and felt his proportions and was
Okay.
Wait, you know what's a bigger conspiracy theory?
What?
Stevie Wonder's a fucking bat.
Okay. You know what? I see it. You heard it here first, people. Stevie Wonder is a bat. He is blind, though. So we're not discrediting the fact that he's blind.
He's just blind because he's seen enough.
We are done. We're done. I'm cutting us off. Obviously, it's all bullshit. But my point is, the people that say that there is a microchip put in you if you get the vaccine are the same people that believe the earth is flat. And the issue is that a lot of people believe it.
That was a really good analogy.
Thank you. A lot of people believe it. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm immune to an internet search that turns into a YouTube rabbit hole. But I keep myself in check. You know, I don't question the moon landing being real.
Okay, but were you there?
I do question Jeffrey Epstein because I don't know if he killed himself or not. But it's fine regardless. Moving on, I just wanted to say that because these parents and these grandparents, they need to be stopped because they're going to cause some real fucking damage.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to something that needs to be addressed. I really should start charging for my services. Male profiles on dating apps. Why are they still so fucking bad in this economy at your big boy ages? Guys always talk about how basic girls are. No, honey buns. After the shit I have seen over the years on the fucking apps, I am convinced that all men are just in one big circle church curating their profiles together. But I digress. What unlocked this suppressed memory was my little brother. So my brother came over last night so we could have dinner as a family. And he was like, I need help with my dating profile. I was like, brother, I've got you. This fucking idiot pulls up his profile picture, which was the only picture he had.
Oh, God.
It was of him and his two friends. I was like, bro, you just want like the people to guess. Like,
they're gonna Russian roulette.
Literally, you just want these girls to guess which one of you they're matching with. What in the actual fuck? My guy friend just last week, this really good looking dude in his 30s sent over all of his pics and asked me to look them over for his dating profile. This fucker's main profile picture was of him holding a fish.
Not okay.
Have women not been saying for like the past 3 years, we do not give a fuck that you caught a fucking fish? And they won't let it go.
No, they literally won't.
They won't go down without a fight. I think they believe that it makes them look manly.
Yeah.
Like, I think to them, they think of it as, ooh, I'm going to show this girl that I'll be able to provide for us with like my mad fishing skills. Stop it.
Hunter and gatherer.
Yes.
Going back in time. And like, what the fuck do I know about fish? Like, I don't know the fucking difference between a trout or a salmon. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to be impressed by that?
You're not.
Like, the bigger the fish, the bigger the penis, or what? I really don't get it.
Oh my God. The fish is the new shoe size. It's the new thing.
You know what they say about big fish?
A huge fucking dick.
Big fishing rods. Big rods? Whatever.
Wait, that was really fucking clever, Alex. I have to give it to you. I don't know what they're thinking. Also, just by the way, you need to have more than one picture on your profile. But if I see more than fucking five pictures, walk the plank.
Yeah, it's like one picture doesn't make you look mysterious. It's giving serial killer vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to go ahead and post more than five pictures, slow down. Buddy, now you're starting to overshare, okay?
If five pictures means you're going to start showing us your rock collection, then we'll settle for three pictures. If you are holding up a wad of cash in any fucking picture, you deserve to be robbed.
Yes.
And Just let me continue.
Go ahead.
If you're going to post a pic with your friends, you better not be the shortest guy or the ugliest guy in that picture.
Yes.
Go grab your ugly friends. But they can't be too ugly.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when a guy uses a pic with all of his friends and you hope and pray that he's not the ugly one.
Yes.
But then you scroll that next picture and you got it, baby. He's the ugly one.
I know. And then you just match with him so you can get to his friends.
Exactly.
And men listening, I don't think you want that. All women are really looking for on an app is a somewhat attractive dude. And if you don't have that going for you, all you need is a sense of humor. It's that fucking simple.
Yes.
Or a really cool job or a high paying job, which brings me to your bio. Oh my God. I had Alex pull up her dating app so I could do some research and see what the fuck my sleuths are being exposed to out there. And it's a real epidemic. Like, forget the Delta variant.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding, guys. That's obviously very fucking serious. But these bios are very serious as well. Okay? And let me just put this out there. Bios are not to be used as they are intended. Women don't actually care about who you are or what you're looking for.
No.
If you even try to say in your bio that you are not looking for anything serious, we don't give a fuck. And it's honestly rude to assume that we are.
Yeah, it's bold of you to assume that I want to date because I'm on a dating app. Fuck.
We're here for the same reasons you are, buddy, okay? And if a guy says he's looking for something serious, then we just think you're fucking lying and you're trying to get laid. Another thing, if you actually take the time out to list your hobbies or things that you do for fun, you are a dead man walking. I have yet to see a guy's hobby that made me go, I'm wet now. You love to skydive? Not impressed. CrossFit enthusiast? Don't care. You love to travel? You and everybody else, buddy.
Or there's always the shooting, hunting, fishing, I love my truck guy.
Oh my God. See, the only thing I find impressive about that is he has his driver's license. That's one hobby I can get behind. And don't even get me started on when they put the word adventure in their bio. If you were to pull up 10 guys' profiles right now, 7 of them would have the word adventure in there.
Yeah. Guys will think that going to McDonald's at 2 a.m. and fucking in their car after is a fucking adventure.
I fucking believe it. Men, what makes y'all so qualified to put adventure in your bio? Did you do the Tour de France or did you go on a hike once last summer? Like, which is it? Either way, I find the word adventure exhausting. And it signals to me that you are very active. Therefore, I'll pass. Okay? Mm-hmm. Take that out of your bio right fucking now, men listening. And then we have the real bitch boys of the dating app world. Men who say what they don't want in a girl, I think are the worst of all of them. Literally all of them. And yeah. You know what? Let me just read this guy's bio. We are now reading Travis's bio. I love women that act their age and not their shoe size. Met a few on here. Please keep it moving if that's you. You gotta have your shit together. Job, income. Stop being cheap little girls, boss up.
Please. Excuse me?
Stop being cheap little girls, boss up, please. I kind of want to like start just saying that. Like,
yeah,
for
wait,
fun
what?
To people. That is fucking repulsive, Travis. And whoever swipes right on you,
they're delusional. And what do you mean your shoe size? Like, what? I'm going to act like 5.5 years old? Like, what the fuck?
I would love to know how much he has his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he lives in fucking Clearfield.
Boy.
I don't want to be rude to anyone that lives there, but like, that's a tall tale sign that you don't have your shit together, by the way. Travis, okay? If I ever see you on the street, I'm going to slap the fuck out of you. Oh my God. Basically, less is more.
Yes.
You should not have more than 15 words in your bio. Because mm-hmm. you don't want it to look like you spent time on it.
No.
You really don't.
Like, if I have to click on your profile to fucking read your bio, it's already too long and I've already swiped left.
Exactly. It needs to be quick. It needs to be funny. There were actually like a couple that stood out to me. That one guy and his bio was dad bod without the kids. That's hilarious. Funny. Yes. Or this other one, this guy said, send over your social security number and mother's maiden name so I know you're real. Hilarious. You guys have got this, okay? You just need to come up with one funny-ish thing, and that's all you need to fucking do. Mm-hmm. And get your pictures under control and go ahead and put Sophia with an F in your bio, because I promise you, you will be matching with major bitches and they will be the cream of the crop.
Yes.
The sleuths are the best.
Yes. And girls that have Sophia with an F in their bios have the best pussy.
Facts.
And I can confirm because it is in my bio. So if you see me on Tinder, say hello.
Absolutely.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
Let's talk about Sleet University, please. Not sure if you've heard of it. It's a top 10 school. All you have to do is suck the dean's dick to get admitted. And I just so happen to be the dean. The thing is, guys, this is serious. This is a very serious class. And you are a freshman taking senior courses. All you have to do is suck the dean's dick to get admitted. And I just so happen to be the dean. Sometimes we find ourselves trying to decipher if a dude is into us or not by picking apart his every move and analyzing everything he has said and done. The thing is, we never take into account the way he treats you in bed, during sex, while he's fucking you. It can tell you everything that you need to know about this guy and where you stand with him. Your assignment, guys, sleuths, is to take this all in without getting defensive, because just know that knowledge is power, and being aware and being honest with yourself is a way better position than to be the girl that, you know, is getting used and every single person talks about it behind your back and you're the last person to find out, okay?
Sounds personal.
So if you, I mean, I have been this bitch, so yeah, it can be personal. And that's why I feel like I can speak on this topic. The first major thing, if this man refuses to eat you out, red flag.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
If he will not go down on you and has never even tried to, big, big red flag. And it's an even bigger red flag if he asks you to suck his dick and then doesn't even bother to go down on you.
Yes.
He fucking hates you.
Hates.
Also, the way a guy asks you to suck his dick can be very telling.
Mm-hmm.
If he has been playing Call of Duty all fucking night and then turns around in his gaming chair with his fucking headset still on and whips his dick out of his basketball shorts and he's like, can you suck it? And doesn't even make the effort to move the whole thing to the bed where you have to physically walk across the room and kneel down in front of him. And if he does this, I really fucking hope you say no, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't kiss you at all, if he avoids all eye contact, if this dude is on top of you and when you look up at him, his face is turned to the side with his eyes closed, this man is either super religious and repenting or is trying to pretend you're someone else.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Am I being harsh?
No, it's true.
It's true. And I've been this girl with this guy doing this shit. If he fucks you doggy the entire time,
mm-hmm.
and when you try to look back at him, he immediately shoves your face into the pillow.
Red flag.
Red flag. Okay. I actually had a version of this happen that I think is arguably worse, where I looked back at this guy and he was watching the fucking Super Bowl.
Shut up.
He was watching television while having sex with me. Yes, that happened. Aww. And not only that, Alex, he didn't even undress me.
What do you mean? He just like poked a little hole?
No, he pulled down my leather pants and bent me over the bed and fucked me that way.
Are you kidding?
While watching the Super Bowl.
Holy fucking shit. Okay, that is like a whole new level of degrading. And that is coming from the biggest whore that I know.
And I did date him on and off for the next 6 years. But would you rather it be the other way around?
What do you mean?
Like, would you rather it be that you are completely naked and he has all of his clothes on? Because I'm a go ahead and say no.
Yeah, no.
Like, he has his socks, shirt, and a hat on.
Oh, my God.
So he can pump, dump, and book it the fuck home
while you
after.
Sit there like a fucking...
Porta potty.
while you sit there and try to pick up the dignity that you don't have anymore. You're just naked.
Exactly. My friend told me that one time a guy fucked her through the hole of his boxers.
Oh my God. That is so bad. That is so bad. I would absolutely cry.
I would too. What about if he finishes without making sure that you did? Like, you didn't even hint at the fact that you maybe had an orgasm and he just jizzes.
Okay, so you mean like having sex with any man at any time?
I feel like I feel like a lot of guys care if you have an orgasm.
Yeah, I mean, if they really like you, but if they hate you, they'll be sure to get their nut.
And they'll leave you there like a little toaster strudel with the frosting on the top.
Yep.
Yes. And then, ladies, there's this whole after sex etiquette, which is very telling as well. And it's a completely different thing. But I want to give women the floor now, because if a dude does any of these things, and if you're like thinking back to your last hookup with this guy who you think is about to be your boyfriend, and you're like, oh, wait, maybe not. Maybe I am just a hole to him. Or, you know, I always feel kind of bad after we fuck. Well, guess what? I fully support retaliation. And if you're thinking, oh my God, Sophia, this is so petty. This is just so high school. Like,
no, this is Sloot fucking University, baby.
Oh God. This is Sloot University, and this is not childish. I know plenty of older women who deal with scumbags, and I would like to provide them the tools to counterattack. Okay?
Douchebags know no age.
Truth. Plus, it's my fucking class, and if you don't like it, you can go scurry off to the guidance counselor because it's Alex. Okay. So let's reclaim some of our power, Sloots. I know that the best revenge is always to just move on, but it feels nice to cause some damage on the way out.
Yes.
Little girls, boss up, please.
Oh my God.
You heard Travis. Okay, so let's get into some shit that you can do to really just fuck up his entire day. Because TBH, they've been fucking up ours since birth. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? First, ladies, if you come or pretend to come, do not let him finish. Jump off of his dick and look at him and say, I needed that so badly. Thank you. And start putting your clothes on while he lays there with his now, you know, shriveled up Bubba Gump shrimp dick. Okay.
Yikes.
Or you stop him mid-sex and say you're bored.
Oh my
and
God.
Jump off. Which, let me give credit where credit's due, Alex taught me.
Mm-hmm. Compliments to the chef. You're welcome. But yeah, I literally did that to someone and it was fucking hilarious.
I need to know what this guy did when you did that.
He laid there like a deer in fucking headlights. Still hard as a fucking rock. He did text me like 1,000 times after though.
Stop. Saying what?
He was like, babe, I promise I'll be better.
No. Are you lying?
No, I'm not. You were there. You picked me up.
I promise to do better. I'm imagining you saying I'm bored and pushing him off of you. It's fucking amazing. Okay, number two. Even if you do let him finish, which I don't even know why you would give him that pleasure, there are still plenty of things you can do to just really ruin his ego. Go into the other room after and loudly call your friends and ask them to pick you up because you are bored as fuck. Rebecca, oh my God, girl, I need to get the fuck out of here. And make sure he's in earshot. Even peek back to see like the look of horror on his face. And this one is my absolute favorite, okay? If you are really a badass bitch, call your boyfriend right in front of him.
Yes.
Baby, stop. stop. I told you I'm with my sister.
God. That is so fucking evil.
He would die.
He would literally. That is so fucking bad. But you got to keep these side pieces in check.
You do. You do. And I say he would die, but he would also be in love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it like goes hand in hand.
Yeah. And then right after you hang up with your boyfriend, walk back into the room and then ask him if he can call you a car service.
Uber XX, please.
Yes. Ooh, what if you asked him about one of his friends?
Oh, shit. And make sure it's his hotter friend, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or the friend he's super insecure about. Like,
yes.
Immediately after, like, he's still laying there and he is, like, in his post-nut clarity. And you are like, hey, is your friend Brett just as freaky as you?
Oh, my God.
Boom. Punch. He wants to die. We win. You lose. Bye. We're all lesbians. And you know what, ladies? If you want to lay there and draw circles on his chest and ask him what he's thinking about, then that's cool too. We are just here to give you options.
Mm-hmm.
In conclusion, we've covered a lot of ground today. We taught you the telltale signs of how to know he doesn't really fuck with you like that. But we've also taught you how to flip that shit right back on him.
Mm-hmm.
Both very important lessons, and I expect you to apply these if you ever find yourself in said situation. Okay? We've all been that girl that he doesn't really care for, but we'll use our mouth as a vacuum, a Dyson. And even if you don't care for him much, it can sting a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And you can kick him to the curb or kick him in the balls, whatever you want to do.
Either way.
Yes.
Both works.
Damn, can you imagine if you didn't have this school growing up? Where would you be?
Being ugly and getting stepped on by men.
Lost and confused.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at tastesalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's get into questions. SOS, save our sleuths. Y'all were wild this week. Actually crazy. And let's get started. First question. My boyfriend and I had some friends over and his phone was out showing funny pictures of us. His friend asked me to show him pictures of our trip to Mexico. So I started to scroll. And this guy, my boyfriend, started to sweat bullets. There were two pictures of a very pretty girl. So I asked, who is this? His friend grabs the phone from me and says, it's his sister. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not even tripping. I just asked. He was like, you know how many pictures get saved from WhatsApp? Which is true. I just dropped it fast because I didn't want to make a big deal in front of everyone. Is it worth bringing back up?
I think the most concerning thing about this question is why the fuck would your boyfriend have pictures of his friend's sister? Anyways, after that happened, I would stalk his friend's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn till the ends of the fucking earth just to see if I could find a picture of him and his alleged sister before I confront him.
I actually love how the friend just on the fly grabbed the phone as quick as possible and was like, it's my sister, like it's done.
Oh, that was a good friend right there.
That really, really was. I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but not the strongest alibi to me.
I know.
Because if that were the case, that means he was talking to this girl around the same time that you were in Mexico with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Regardless of how this fucking mysterious picture showed up, you are asking me if it's worth bringing it up. Is the sky blue? Like, I bring up shit to my man that he did fucking 12 years ago when he wasn't even dating me. Yes, you bring it the fuck up.
Yeah.
You get to the bottom of it. You just need to make sure that you ask him all of the right questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
None of this, like, who was that girl? You can't leave room for him to, like, gaslight or, like, weasel his way out.
Yes.
He needs to pull up his phone in front of you, go to the picture, provide a timestamp. He needs to tell you where the pictures were sourced from and why. This dude needs to give you a presentation,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
With PowerPoint.
Yes, with graphs and shit. To make it make sense. So yes, you bring it up to him. But also, don't freak out just yet because I'm sure if someone were to scroll through my pictures, there would be like a random dick pic. And not even because I'm being shady, just because like my friend sent it to me mm-hmm. or something.
Oh you know? Yeah, your friend on WhatsApp. It's just your friend's brother.
Fuck off, Alex. Okay, next. Do you think it's weird to dry hump your pillow? I have a really hard time coming, but tried that and came super quick. Thoughts. Okay. Number one, no, No, I don't think it's fucking weird. This was actually the way that my ex-boyfriend used to get off.
Huh?
Except it was a blanket.
What?
He would lay his dick on his hand on the blanket and just hump it.
I can't, you're going to need to show me a YouTube tutorial or okay. something. Because what?
I will show you, but either way, hump away. I fully fucking support this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy that you found a way to make yourself come.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it's so hard for like women to come, so.
Yes. I remember growing up and every single person was like, vibrators are your only source of coming. And a vibrator has never worked for me. And I remember being so frustrated. Like, I have a vibrator. I can't come. Everyone is different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is going to work for everyone. And I advise anyone who thinks they can't orgasm to just please experiment in every which way that you can.
Yes.
No matter what it is.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if it's your fucking shower head, a cucumber, your fucking pillow pet in this case. But you got to do what you got to do.
This person that wrote this in especially would love a pillow pet. My first orgasm was from a jet in a bathtub. So yeah, everyone's different. Get your pillow pet today.
Not sponsored.
Alex, you want to take this one away?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Sophia. I loved your breakup Bible episode as I'm currently going through a big breakup right now. My question for you is, do I have to get rid of all of the nice clothes he bought me? I like them, and it's not like I think about him when I wear them, but it feels kind of wrong. They were expensive, and I'm cheap, so I don't want to have to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, I do, because my ex bought me a lot of expensive stuff. Like, I mean, are you going to cry every time you put on the Louis Vuitton bag that he got you? I don't fucking think so. Keep that shit, dude, and if not, sell it on Depop for more than he probably fucking bought it for.
I love that, Alex. Really, are you going to get sad every time you rock the designer shit you stole from him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, girlfriend. Those belongings are yours now. And I think that's honestly a sign of a healthy breakup. That she's like,
yeah,
cool with wearing that shit. Because with me, I literally burned in a fire pit all of my ex's belongings after we broke up.
Well, was it Louis Vuitton, though?
Absolutely not. Great fucking point. Okay, next. What do you do with your hands when getting eaten out by a bald guy?
I'm sorry.
I can't.
Hair loss isn't funny, but this is fucking hilarious because literally, what the fuck do you do?
Alex, what should she do?
Babe, you rub that shit like it's a fucking crystal ball and you ask to see your future in that shiny fucking head of his.
Like a genie in a bottle.
That too.
Make a wish. I don't know what you do. Grab his ears. And hold on tight. Howdy ho.
Save a horse, ride a bald guy.
I don't know what you do, but I don't even grab a dude's hair usually. Sometimes. Just get creative.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hold on to the ears, the earlobes. I don't know. Make sure you look good in the reflection.
Shut. That is so fucking funny.
Girl, it doesn't fucking matter. Just hold on to anything. His shoulders, his shirt.
Sure.
The one little hair he does have that you forgot to pluck earlier. You got this, girl. Okay. Next. Hey, Slew. Love you and the pod so much. I was just wondering how to ask the guy you're dating a question you already know the answer to. I went through my boyfriend's phone and he deleted a message from someone I didn't want him talking to. I'll never know if he texted her back or not, and it's driving me crazy. How do I get him to fess up without exposing myself? Okay, Slew, I love you, but I need you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. If you are in a loving, trusting, real relationship, why would you be worried about exposing yourself? Okay. You expose your naked body to him every day, probably. Expose away. Expose. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is not something you need to even care about. Who cares if he knows you went through his fucking phone? Like, you obviously know he was being shady.
Yeah.
So that justifies why you did it. But I'm going to give you the answer that I know you're actually looking for. You can just say that this said person that you found on his phone DM'd you. Or you can just say someone from a random Instagram account said that your boyfriend and her had talked recently. Boom.
That's a there you great go. Idea.
Easy peasy.
Lemon or you squeezy. Can do what my ex did and he would be like, oh, I had a dream that you cheated on me or something until I fessed up and I actually was cheating on him. But
you fessed up after he said he had a dream?
Yes.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I thought it was like fate or something.
Oh my fucking God. I would have been like, yeah, dreams aren't real. Bye. Okay, guys, that is it for today. Always so much fun with you, Alex. Always so much fun with my sleuths. Alex, where can they find you?
You can find me at every social media platform at AlexFranco_meow.
And as always, you can find me, Sophie with an F, Franklin with a Y. Subscribe, rate, review. I don't know how many times I have to say it, but I'm going to probably say it until the end of time. Mm-hmm. And I hope you guys just stick with me and do it, okay? And that's all I have to say. I love you, sleuths, so fucking much. And I will see you guys next fucking week.